is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children. The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This isn't about tooting our horns here, but with all the huge debate news and the populism exploding and what's really happening in Ukraine and China and the border and everything, Jack Posobiec did not even sleep last night. He flew down here from D.C. He had 12.5 million viewers last night just on his main show. Tens of millions of views of the clips of he and Charlie Kirk knocking it out of the park. And you go to TV Insider, nobody watches cable. 3 million people. That's a record in the last few years for CNN.
Record low.
It's record low. But record high for their new low. Their average show has 80-something thousand viewers.
Oh, yeah.
So they're dead. And even with this biggest debate ever, they had 3 million viewers. Jack Posobiec had 12.5 million. We had 4 million altogether. And there was thousands of folks streaming it, which it shows that why isn't Trump going and doing a debate hosted by Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec or Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. That would have a billion views. That's what people want. So CNN, 3 million viewers and change. Jack Posobiec, 12.5 million historic. Jack Posobiec and Charlie Kirk's debate coverage gets 12.5 million views on X. Legacy Media is dead. So it's not about keeping score, except it is, because there's such a joke. And they try to threaten everybody not to carry it, but Elon Musk said it's fair use. They have. But I wanted to say that first. You're here also going to be co-hosting for the next 3 hours with me. Unhumans, your new book, The Secret History of Communism and Its Revolutions. That's what we're facing right now. They say we're inhuman, and then they dehumanize us, but they're really the unhumans. We'll be talking about the book that's already a bestseller. But Jack, wow, huge takeaways from this event we just witnessed.
Well, Alex, and on your debate coverage again, as you just said, and thanks for having me on here today. And look, it's the team with Charlie Kirk that we put together. We call the show Thought Crime. We do it every Thursday night. We've been doing it for about a year now. We've got Blake, we've got Tyler, we've got Andrew on there. Caitlin Sinclair joined us at one point. And look, it's not just a testament to the downfall of the legacy media. It's a testament to the fact that people don't want the pre-scripted corporate narrative anymore. People want to hear actual opinions from what's going on behind the scenes. They want to know people who have real opinions, not ones that are plastered to them from the intelligence agencies, not ones that are shifted to them by the corporate oligarchs. But I will say this, Alex, that is something that we got last night, because if you want to hear the real opinions of real people, then you would watch shows like yours, you would watch shows like ours. But if you want to hear the response and the freak out and the switch that was flipped, really, I would say about halfway through the debate is when it happened. That's when they gave Biden the kill switch. They flipped the kill switch on Biden. Then all of a sudden, remember,
and that's when they realized that all their gaslighting, that he's a genius, he's wonderful, it all collapsed.
Oh, he's sharp as a tack. He's great. He's great.
And again, it already collapsed in our minds years ago, but they were still believing they could sell us a lie. That collapsed yesterday. A huge demoralization for them.
But it is, but I would argue it's not a demoralization in another sense, because, and I said this on the show, and I would say this is one of the reasons that when we really started picking traction, I said, you're not watching a debate. You are watching a coup. You are watching a Democrat coup of their own candidate. That's why the intelligence agencies, and we know the intelligence agencies directly got involved in interfering in the last two election cycles, 2016, 2020, vis-a-vis the Steele dossier and the Hunter Biden letter. Then those were both planned and timed for what? The debate. They always brought it up at the debate. So what did we see again? We guess what? It was another intelligence operation. This one, and to be fair, I don't think a lot of people saw this coming. This one was directed at Biden himself.
No, you're right. It was a political coup against
candidate.
Political coup against him. Quantify that.
Yes. So this is why you'll see all the same people in many cases. And you know, maybe the team, and I'm sure the human events team, we're going to be asking about putting this together, is compilations of people from, you know, Joe Scarborough. Oh, he's sharp as a tack. He's sharpest we've ever seen. So you juxtapose that to Joe Scarborough now. Well, you know, I think his time is gone and he, you know, he had a great career. No. That is not you coming to some new revelation just because you watched that. You spent time with him. You know what it's like behind the scenes. Someone is in your ear making the decision in corporate media to knife and throw the dagger at Joe Biden. And there's a number of instances that we can point to that showed this: Michelle Obama coming out before the debate, throwing the dagger at the family, Hillary Clinton announcing that she is going to be going on a new public relations tour, that she's got a book coming out. She's making surprise appearances again. It's very clear that this has been in the works for some time now. But the switch that was flipped was the entire mainstream media all of a sudden turning on Biden, guns blazing. And what you're seeing now play out is a factional oligarchic civil war inside the Democrat Party, because they don't have the ability to dislodge him very easily. So you know what's going on? This is like death of Stalin. This is, do we let the people know that the leader is dead, or will we be thrown in the gulags? They don't care about Biden, but you know what they care about? They care about Merrick Garland. They care about the lawfare. They care about Matt Graves. They care about the fact that if they come out, then maybe they're going to be the ones that get the lawfare launched against them. This is the situation we're in. It's incredibly dangerous. We don't know which side is going to fire first. And so Trump did great. Don't get me wrong, and we could talk about that as well, but I think what I see from the power structure is absolute chaos, and this is when the most brutal and ruthless thugs and dictators, which, by the way, is how Stalin got in power in the first place, this is when they rise to power.
No, I totally agree with you that we shouldn't just focus on the positive things that happened, but what the establishment is really trying. It's obviously a coup against Biden. They knew he was marching up there to be destroyed. And that happened. But in a larger issue, they tried to prop him up. It's so discrediting, not of Biden, but of the system. As you said, we've got to put a compilation. Have McBreen do it right now. It'll be done in an hour. Just a basic one of them saying, we already played the compilation last week. Oh, Biden's the smartest. He's the greatest. He's the best. He's a genius. Now the same people, he's the biggest idiot ever. What I'm saying is it is a defeat of the establishment. They think they can reorganize deck chairs and bring in Big Mike, who, again, stabbed Biden in the back before the debate last night. You're absolutely right. But that's not going to work because people now see it as one group.
Well, Alex, think about it this way, too. The same people who say that they are fighting for democracy, that they want democracy to win, that they are fighting against Trump for democracy, are now also openly telling you that they want to replace the candidate that their own voters actually put in office in the primaries. So sorry to all the other Democrat candidates and the RFKs and the Greens and the Cornell Wests, because no, they're telling you up front, we decide who our candidate is, not you, not the people.
And I was about to say,
get rid of him. We're going to get rid of him.
And this is a continuation of not letting there be Democrat debates, blocking the other candidates.
Precisely.
And then what were they thinking all along? Biden was brain dead 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Why did they try this?
Look, they wanted, and I've been reporting on this for years, they've been trying to dislodge Biden. Kamala Harris, and don't tell me for a second that Kamala Harris wasn't fully prepared with, she's got the suit, the dark suit, she's got the shaping, she's got that the framing of the American flag hanging down there. She and her team designed that appearance to have the presidential aesthetic. Now, she didn't say yet that she wants to take over. She didn't say anything about taking over, but she designed it that way on purpose. There's a reason, by the way, that Kamala Harris was not there last night. Think about this. She was not there. Gavin Newsom was there. right? So many other Democrats were there. Kamala Harris stayed in D.C. because she wanted to show that she was the one who could potentially take the reins, because she knew there's been a shade war in the entire White House since day one of their crooked regime. And now that shade war has blown out right into the open in a full on Democrat civil war.
So there's no honor amongst thieves. And that's the thing. People ask, well, who is the new nominee going to be? And the answer is they're all battling. Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Big Mike, Gavin Newsom, with all their other little weird camps, which puts them totally off balance 129 days out from the election. They got a big problem. Will they be able to steal this from Trump?
Well, Alex, there's a lot of things that can happen between now and the election. And honestly, the biggest thing on my mind, and I was texting you about this last night, I was texting Steve Bannon and telling everybody, I said, why does Biden keep bringing up Article 5 of NATO?
This is the most important takeaway. Explain what Article 5 is.
And Article 5 means, and he said it on the debate stage, and just completely unprovoked, right? Unprovoked. No one had been talking about NATO.
It was his ace card. Every time Trump kicked his ass, he pulled out nuclear war.
He would say nuclear war. Article 5. Attack on one is attack on all. An attack on one is attack on all. And Trump is over there saying, I want to de-escalate. I want to try to get to a peace deal. I want to offer him. By the way, Zelensky is over at the NATO summit right now, and he's talking about settlement. Even Zelensky is talking
about that. That was my next point. How big is it, Zelensky? Just today, we have the video. Ukraine does not want to prolong war. They want to end it in 2 months. Sounds like they know the writing on the wall.
Look, he knows. He knows that he's running out of men. He knows he's running out of military-age men. He knows that the only force, and Alex, what have you and I been saying every single time that we've had one of these conversations, going back 6 months, going back 10 months, the only way to prolong this war is the arrival of NATO. The arrival of NATO into the conflict. And then you tie that back to what was Joe Biden saying multiple times, unprovoked, throughout the debate.
He's saying, I'm the commander-in-chief. I'm holding you hostage with a gun to your head. So what do you make? How big is it to have the leader of Hungary, Orban, Viktor Orban, coming out and saying, this is hopeless. I'm going to leave NATO if this continues. I mean, that is huge.
Look, you're seeing the desperate rats trapped in the corner. That's Joe Biden right now. Zelensky's waving the white flag. Zelensky's up there waving the white flag.
His military is collapsing.
That's a message. They have already collapsed. And that's why they're conscripting. By the way, imagine you're one of these poor Ukrainians. You've got the kids, and then you've got the elderly that they're now sending into the trenches to have Russian artillery rain down on them, and these FPV drones with IEDs attached to them flying up and blowing apart people left and right next to you. And then you say, well, at least Joe Biden's got my back. At least the United States with Joe Biden at the helm's got the back. And then maybe if you catch a little Wi-Fi, catch a little signal, you see a piece of the debate and you go, wait a minute, that's the guy that we bet everything on? That's the guy that I bet my children's future on? That's the guy that's the reason that they have to dig up the bodies of the victims of the last war to extend the
cemetery? So Biden is holding everybody hostage with the threat of nuclear
war.
He's
holding them hostage with the threat of nuclear war, Alex. And I said this on the stream last night, and I'll say it again. They are going to be desperate. They know that they looked weak. He wants to quote unquote project strength. I need to look strong. I need to show the world that I'm still strong, that I'm still tough. So what do you do? What do you do if you have control of the nuclear arsenal, if you have control of the U.S. military, if you have control of NATO, you're already in a proxy war with Russia. You've already looking at escalations with Taiwan. You've already got Israel now talking about imminently.
I mean, it sounds like Hitler losing in North Africa. So he can't beat the British, so he turns against Russia. It just smacks of total insanity.
And so Biden is now telling us, and this was the sense that I got through the debate, that Biden was telling us again and again and again that he wasn't warning of World War III. He was threatening World War III to save his own hide, to save his own skin, certainly to save his son, who is up to his ears in the very regime that provoked
Charisma.
The war to begin with. It's all intrinsically
connected. So the question is the inbred degenerate lawyers, the Harvard mafia that runs D.C., do they get like they're literally Hitler in 44, they're about to lose? and the general staff try to get rid of Hitler because they could sue for peace, or are they going to just push all the way to total destruction? Because you've lost. I mean, that's why I told the globalists. You've lost right now. You could probably kill all of us, including yourselves. But the smart thing is we'll put you on an island like Napoleon. Give up now. We've beaten you.
You can go to Elba. More than happy. You can all go to Elba and you can stay there. Joe Biden, you can go to Rehoboth. Your son, he'll have to do some time. I'm sorry. That just is what it is. Jill Biden, by the way, is the one we should be addressing because we all saw the videos after this. This is the national security crisis and constitutional crisis. It's the same as with FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt. It's the same thing with Wilson at the end. What FDR, when they wheel him into Yalta and he's surrounded by Alger Hiss and all the Soviet spies, we actually talk about that in the book. That you, and then Eleanor Roosevelt was the one running the show. Now you got Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill from Jersey is the one who's running the show.
And she's refusing to go.
White House. And she's refusing to go. She's refusing to let Joe Biden go. She's refusing to even let him acknowledge, by the way, his own granddaughter, Navy Joan. With London Roberts, she is the one calling the shots. It's very clear from everyone who saw this last night. She was handling him like a kindergartner, walking him around saying, by the way, Alex, I don't even think he realizes that he lost. Remember, she's telling him, she's over there telling him, oh, you answered all the questions, Joe. You answered all the questions. You did a good job. Here's a little ice cream.
She treats him like a retarded puppy.
She treats him like, he treats him like a special needs kid. There's no other way to say that.
And he responds to her like that.
And he is responding to her without, I did a good job.
And look at her. She can see her in these videos. She's the president now.
She's the one in charge. It's Jill Biden in the pantsuit. Jill Biden.
Well, she like struts off planes in like hooker outfits and black fishnets.
And she's the one who's in there. And so what you really have, because she's not actually smart enough to actually run any of these things. So you've got all the oligarchs. You've got the national security state that's running wild. You've got the Department of Justice that's running wild with Ray and Garland. You've got Tony Blinken and up until recently and probably a little bit behind the scenes, who? Vicky Nuland over at the Department of State. Lloyd Austin totally checked out at the Pentagon. This is mass insanity. We are being
it's a runaway train
by unhumans. And so people need to understand that this cabal will do anything to save their own skin. We're in a very dangerous moment right now. And I know people said watching the debate and and Trump did fantastic. It was command performance by Donald Trump. It was the best debate performance.
But Biden has got a gun to our head with nuclear war, and we have to
Biden's
understand.
Got his decrepit finger on the trigger, and Jill Biden's hand is the one that might push it down.
Well, that's right. And just because we haven't had nuclear war yet, I see the comments on X. Oh, but hadn't been a nuclear war yet. Yeah, because we barely stopped it over and over again. All the top analysts agree we've never been closer. People better take this damn seriously. Like the open border and the collapsing currency. Well, that's nothing compared to this. People better get serious because this is serious.
There's no question in my mind, Alex. He was bringing up, and remember, he had the earpiece.
Yeah, he kept doing this.
That's why he kept leaning over because he's listening and they're saying, Article 5, Joe, Article 5, remember, Article 5, NATO, remember NATO, nuclear war. And Trump's sitting there going, what are you talking about? I want to de-escalate. Zelensky wants
to de-escalate. People that don't know, they have little earpieces. They don't even have wires. They're wireless. They
it's
put
wireless,
it in the ear.
It's wireless. It goes right into the ear. And so whoever's on the other end of that earpiece, that's the real president. That's the real person who's in power. That's the real person.
So what's wrong with those people? Because you can look at this, if you're geopolitically savvy at any level, and see we're being led into total destruction. So who are Obama? Or who's who is on the line?
Alex, remember, both world wars that we've experienced all began because of encroaching and entangling alliances that kicked off with flashpoints in Eastern and Southeastern Europe.
And that's why our first president 250 years ago was against entangling alliances, because he knew that's how the war started then.
Right. And so we look at NATO, and in the United States we say, oh, NATO is this great thing. It's this wonderful alliance. It keeps everybody safe. And yet Joe Biden himself is up there again and again and again through the earpiece. Whoever's on the other side of that earpiece is telling him, threaten them with nuclear war. Threaten them with nuclear war. He is threatening to incinerate the planet.
Well, remember what Von Rompuy 10 years ago, the head of the EU, said when the EU was breaking up? He said, if you try to end Europe, we'll just start a war.
Yes.
That's their thing. We'll just start a war. How's that sound? Because NATO, anytime it wants, can go start a war with Russia.
And Alex, you and I have said so many times, we've said this is the biggest threat, because the biggest threat will be suddenly there's, and they try it all the time. They try it all the time. They're going to say, oh, somebody bombed a hospital and look, it was Russians, and somebody bombed this thing in Europe.
And missiles got shot into Poland.
And we think that was the Russians too. And then something comes and all of a sudden, all it takes is one operation. And the New York Times already admitted that the CIA has 13 bases along the border, whatever was the previous border, between Russia and Ukraine.
And Nuland admitted they're bioweapon labs, too.
Remember, and it was Rubio, to his credit, your best friend Rubio, asking her, do you have bioweapons labs? She goes, we have research facilities into biological weapons programs, but they are not laboratories, of course. And it's just totally, you know, she's in the mumble tank on that one. No, she's admitting it. She's admitting the biological weapon stockpiles in Ukraine. That's exactly what that was. And so they know that all of these things are out there. So all of a sudden it's, oops, you know, a bioweapon got loose and it was the Russians' fault. Oops. Or God forbid, they use a tactical nuke and they blame it on Russia. They use a dirty bomb and they blame it on Russia. They could do any number of things. And what they will do, Alex, is they will cast Russia as being the aggressor against the world stage. They will bring back.
They've already done it.
They'll expand it is what I mean. And they will then tie that to Russia collusion, which is already their narrative. And they will say all the Republicans and the Jack Posobiec and the Alex Jones and the Steve Bannons and the Tucker Carlsons and the people who just say they want peace and they don't want to end humanity. Well, you're on the side of the devil.
Exactly. This is key. Let's just slow down. This is so important what you're saying. It's so dead on. So I love you, Jack. You're the smartest guy on this. All this pre-programming makes no sense. We're all Russians because we want to own guns, control the border and have a good dollar. They don't care because once they start the full war, that's the pretext with the FEMA camps and the martial law. And it will make sense once they've done it.
Yeah, once they've done it, you are on the wrong side of history. And once you're on that side, it becomes, you're a suspected Russian agent. Anyone who's a suspected Russian agent, then the order goes out under martial law, which, by the way, Ukraine is currently under martial law right now.
So he's unelected now.
His term ended. And so we're fighting for democracy to prop up a guy who was not in a democratically elected legal term as president. And so under their martial law, and people can go and everyone's seen the videos on the early parts of the war. If you're a suspected collaborator, by the way, you're not brought into a courtroom where you have a defense lawyer and adjudication.
You're taken out and shot.
No, you get rolled up by the Azov battalion. You get rolled up by the hit squads. And what do you think are going to do that? You're going to see Antifa then here in the United States would be activated as anti-Russian brigades operating throughout the United States.
By the way, folks, we're not just saying this. This is happening now. This is not our opinion.
And so they
this is the crazy play they set up the whole time down the road. Hillary was supposed to already be in. This was already supposed to happen. And then if you're anti-war, you get arrested.
And I'll throw a name out. If you don't believe me, go ask Gonzalo Lira. Go ask Gonzalo Lira, the YouTuber who stayed behind in Ukraine, who spoke out against Zelensky. He tried to get out. They locked him up. Knock, knock, knock.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about this because everybody wants to celebrate the debate. Great. But how is the empire going to strike back? Jack Posobiec is our guest. 12.5 million viewers last night. Congratulations, Jack Posobiec. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, folks, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. I know we've got millions of viewers, millions of folks listening on talk radio. You've got the power to change this. Jack, I've known Jack for 8 years, 9 years. Naval intelligence, a lot of great connections, and great work with the Trump campaign.
Years, yeah, it's been 8 years. That's right.
You know what you're doing, and of all the analysts I have on, you've been the most accurate geopolitically. For people that don't know history, well, you're doomed to repeat it. I know most of you do, but let me explain something. Any empire in its death throes launches wars to get control over the central empire, even if it's going to destroy them. And so when Hitler started losing in World War II, he attacks Russia. I mean, what's that about? So why did Napoleon go into Russia? It's the same story over and over and over again. History doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. And so restate what you said. I know most people heard you say it twice, but very slowly, Biden signaled, literally going to the earpiece. He was like, and Trump's like, what are you doing? He's like, hold on. Like, Article 5, you attack one, you attack all, war with Russia. War. I mean, they're literally holding a gun to our head. You cannot overstate this. So there's this celebration going on. Trump destroyed him. It was a coup against Biden. They decided to get rid of him. It means they're going to their next plan. And yes, it weakens them. Yes, they're discredited. And I'm trying to speak to the Dana Bashes, whose husband, you know, ran the whole 51 intelligence people. They need to know. Look, guys, I'm not a globalist like you, but let me speak to you like I was one. In late 1943, early 44, the Nazis, who were warmongers, evil people, tried to kill Hitler with Operation Valkyrie because they could see they were going to lose. Now, I'm not saying kill Biden. He's just a puppet. But kill your own political idea. You need to back off this. You will not win. You'll be in the Reich Chancellery. You'll be in the bunker, literally with the Russians again, 5 million of them coming down your neck. This is not going to go anywhere but thermonuclear war. You think you built bunkers everywhere like Zuckerberg's done. Everybody's going to come there for the food once there's a nuclear war. Stop it. I know you're lawyers and you think you can hide responsibility and give us poison shots and we're all dumb. No, we were asleep. We're not dumb. And so they will lose down every path but surrendering. And I'm serious. And I don't know how that surrender looks, Jack. We can speak to that. But speak to the thermonuclear war that's on the table. Any other plans they've got, civil war, they're trying to stir up, race war. If Trump does get elected, which I think he will, they're going to pull a bunch of stuff in the 79 days between his inauguration, the second 79 days of hell that I called 4 years ago. I mean, this is going down. This is go hour.
Look, this is now, it's twofold. So you mentioned the final stages of World War II, the final stages of the Third Reich, and how they went and became increasingly more and more desperate. They started, and just like you see in Ukraine now, by the way, the arming of the young, the arming of the infirm, the arming of the elderly. We're going to keep going. And you had the leader out there making these speeches as if everything was fine, making these speeches as if everything was, and it wasn't, you know, the
like allies, Baghdad Bob.
The allies are like Baghdad Bob, and the allies are bombing the cities. Dresden is completely up in flames, and the Red Army is marching all the way across the east, which was Stalin's plan from the start, by the way. The Stalin always wanted to take over all of Europe through all of communism. And so that way, and he cuts out, he ends World War II, by the way. This is totally tangent here, but Stalin comes out of World War II with an empire from Berlin to Beijing under communism. So that's what that war ended up with. You had
and Hitler like going along with the fight
population.
Paved the way.
And you've got a fifth of the world's population under the jackboot of godless atheist communism because of the role that Stalin played in World War II and the way that he completely played the Allies. And so guess what, boys and girls? Joe Biden is getting played right now by the globalists. Do you understand? They're the ones who are in charge. They're the ones who are ultimately putting that word in his earpiece to say Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. And it will not work because they're getting desperate, Alex. They're the ones whose backs are up against the wall. They can see that the train of freedom keeps rolling directly towards them no matter what.
And their financial Ponzi scheme's coming to an end.
Elon Musk has got like the financial scheme. The U.S. dollar is already going down. The world reserve currency, Saudi Arabia pulling out of the petrodollar. And look, imagine, like, if you think that, you know, us being on this show or the continuation of Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec upsets them, imagine what they will do when the petrodollar is on the line. Imagine the lengths they will go to protect this. So, yes, imperial overstretch is what we're seeing. They're overextended. The empire is overextended. But the empire still has severe and incredibly dangerous powers with which they can bring to bear to keep that empire secluded. And by the way, they're going to take their, who do you think they're going to take their frustrations out on, Alex? They're going to take their frustrations out on, because they can't beat the Russians in the field, they're going to take it out against Middle America. They're going to take it out against Southerners. They're going to take it out against Trump supporters. They're going to take it out against Trump personally.
Catholics.
Which they're going to, of course, Catholics, traditional Catholics.
Yeah, what's like, the like federation? What's the fetish with Catholics?
Well, because the Catholics are and always have stood as a massive column in their way. We talk about this, by the way, in the book a ton, that it's always the Catholics in Russia, of course, the Orthodox, and organized religion. So the most organized religion is always standing in the way of their new religion. Now, at the time, it was the new religion of Marxism. Today, we would call it the new religion of cultural Marxism. This is wokeism. This is where it all comes from. No, no, no. It's just cultural Marxism. They took away the economics. They replaced it with sociology. We all get that. Diversity.
That's right. Americans wouldn't accept communism on an economics, so they did socially.
Right. So because after the fall of the Soviet Union, you get into a situation where the people realize that the free market just works too well. It's just too powerful. Even the Chinese Communist Party,
too good.
Under Deng Xiaoping, after Chairman Mao dies in 76, realized that, okay, we've got to do something because this is completely falling apart. We're going to lose power because the Chinese Communists then see the fall of the Soviet Union, and they get terrified of this. They get obsessed with the fall of the Soviet Union and the loss of power. They said, what do we need to do? And they said, you know what? We're going to make a deal. So the Chinese Communist Party makes a deal in the blood of Tiananmen Square, and says, we are going to make a deal with the West, not the people, but the globalist class. And we are going to make
the middlemen Trump talks about.
The middlemen, exactly. We are going to be the slave labor markets of the world. And we are going to, and they're going to provide the capital. They're going to provide the IP. They're going to provide all the stuff. They're going to sprinkle it all throughout the top, and we'll turn our people into slaves. And they will,
which is what the globalists wanted out of Russia, but the Russians were able to turn it around.
Well, they were about to.
So
for the first 10 years, the first 10 years under Yeltsin, after the fall of the wall, after the revolution, after Gorbachev comes down, Yeltsin gets in there, and Yeltsin is run by the Clintons. There's even Time magazine articles on the cover about how the Clintons installed Yeltsin, and he was going to be their guy, and they just started raping all the resources of Russia. The same way, by the way, they're doing to the resources of Ukraine and are poised to do even more now. They don't care about the people. They don't give a crap about the people. They want the resources of Ukraine. They want the mineral rights. Lindsey Graham is up there. The only truthful thing that he's ever said about this war is that there are trillions of dollars of minerals under the soil of Ukraine.
He openly said we're going to take the goods.
We want the goods.
He's a sociopath. He goes, Americans don't want to pay for this. Don't worry. As if Americans actually get any of that anyways.
Precisely, but, and it's not Americans that are getting access to it. No, it's the globalists. It's their cabal that gets
the same ones shutting off our resources.
So this is your BlackRock. This is your Monsanto. By the way, Monsanto is we're jumping all over the place here, but Monsanto, by the way, because remember the EU, Alex, bans GMOs. The EU bans all of this transmogrified processed foods, processed goods, all of it, for coming into their lands, for being made there. However, Ukraine is not in the EU, yet Ukraine sits there in Europe, in what part of Europe? That's right, the breadbasket of Europe. Those territorial lands, the farmlands directly adjacent to the Black Sea, what do they call it? The black soil. This soil is so precious and so enriched for agriculture, you can't even export the black soil in the farmland of Ukraine.
A whole bunch of rivers dump out there. So let me ask you this.
They all want that. That's what this is about, getting Monsanto and the GMOs in there. I mean, that's one angle of it.
No, you're right.
They want to get that farmland for their total control.
So Biden clearly is threatening nuclear war if we don't support him. How do you see that unfolding? How do we stop him? What should Trump be saying? What should we do?
Honestly, at this point, in order to prevent this, and as it's like, what are they going to do? They're already threatening to throw Trump in jail. Trump should meet with Zelensky. Trump should call up Zelensky, because Zelensky just came out and said that he's willing to hold to have a settlement, that he doesn't want to prolong the war. Trump should offer to bring Zelensky all the way to Mar-a-Lago. Call them out on their BS.
He should trump them.
Trump them completely. Bring him down to Mar-a-Lago and say, I will meet with Zelensky. And I will.
Because as you said 6 months ago, they're about to get rid of Zelensky and blame him.
Of course, they'll get rid of
him. Zelensky now knows that. Him.
So Zelensky, and I've been saying this over and over and over. You have the power to save your country. You have the power to save your people. You had the power back in 2019 when you could have told the truth and prevented the first impeachment of Donald Trump, which led to the installation of the regime in 2020. You could have spoke the truth at that time about Burisma. You didn't.
So how big is this him at a NATO summit saying, I'm ready to do a deal in 2 months?
Well, that's not what NATO wants him to say at all. NATO wants to fight to the last.
So he's breaking with them because
he's putting this breakout saying we can't do this. Now, NATO is going to come in and say, well, we've got to backfill with NATO troops. That's why they're going to go to Macron. So he's got his election coming up. That's why Macron, by the way, is trying to ban all of his opposition.
That was my next point. So we've got Macron saying, if you don't vote for me, there's civil war. And then we've got the former CIA director saying the Republicans are the greatest terror threat to the world, the most dangerous group in the world. I mean, these are wild statements of the deep state,
but
really
Alex,
declaring Republicans, they're not even saying Trump now, they're saying the Republican Party needs to be outlawed.
But Alex, here's our contention, and we write this out in the book as well. We argue that it's not crazy. We argue that it is a system. It is a
No, I get it. The point is they're now openly declaring war.
They have to.
On the populist party. I mean, they're in trouble.
So France has already rogered up. Because remember, Macron was a direct hire of the globalists. And you and I talked about this, 7 years ago when we had the Macron leaks and the emails from his campaign that he was a direct hire of the globalists. They directly installed him to run France. And why then?
That's why he's been the biggest hawk.
The troops for this potential NATO stabilization force, NATO direct intervention force into what they're going to call the green zone of Western Ukraine is going to be French troops. They're going to put French in first. That'll be leading the way. Then they're going to backfill it with what? Poland. Now Poland is going to go up next. So Poland's going to be in there. And this is going to be the way forward. So Biden might step back even a little bit and say, okay, we're not going to do Article 5, but we must have NATO involved. So now you've got NATO involvement. Now you've got French troops on the ground. Now you've got Polish troops on the ground. And they will send the Polish troops in under Donald Tusk, who has been in there, who is another globalist, direct installed. This guy was the head of the EU.
And he's suddenly erasing the borders, everything. And so you predicted this a year ago, 6 months ago on the show. Predict what's coming next and how we stop it.
So what's going to come next is that they've got to speed up the timetable. They're realizing that they've got less than 4 months. They've got less than 4 months to execute on all of these things. And so what President Trump must do, I'm not going to tell President Trump what he must do, but what President Trump could do as a potential way to end around all of this is do what he always does. These direct meetings for peace. He did it with Kim Jong-un. He did it with members.
That's the perfect campaign tactic. He just goes. Maybe he goes to Ukraine. He doesn't just invite him. He goes.
Alex, if you put Trump in Ukraine, they'll try to kill him. They'll try to kill him and they'll blame it on the Russians. They'll target.
So maybe he lands in Poland and then invites Zelensky there.
He could do that. Zelensky comes to the West quite frequently, though. So he could easily.
He's got a palace next to Mar-a-Lago. He could just come there.
Yeah, he'd walk over. No, I would say do it in Mar-a-Lago. Do it at Mar-a-Lago. By the way, I don't even know if President Trump can travel internationally right now.
Oh, felon.
Given the fact that he is under this probationary release. And by the way, getting back to that, imagine the pressure now that will be on Judge Juan Merchan to put Trump behind bars. Steve Bannon, who, as we all know, is going to be reporting on Monday morning at FCI Danbury in Connecticut. His last prediction is that Merchan will give a multi-year sentence to Donald Trump.
Yes.
And now the pressure on Merchan is completely ratcheted up, that they will be going to him. And they took Merchan.
And then they put Trump in Rikers. Then they staged false flags and claimed Trump supporters did it.
They'll say Trump supporters did it. They'll have the agitators out the same way they had the agitators out on January 6th. They'll say Trump supporters are a menace. Trump supporters are violent. And they're already testing, by the way, these types of things in France where they're saying, we're just going to outlaw the party. We're going to outlaw the party prior to the election.
Well, that's what Macron says. He says civil war. I'm not going to show this a pencil.
And I have to do it.
Civil unrest, civil war staged and war with Russia. That's the pincer.
Look, you've got martial law currently in Ukraine. You've got France saying that because of the potential threat of civil unrest, that they've got to ban people and ban parties from the ballot. Don't take our word for it, folks. Go look at Macron.
And then I don't want to write myself into this, but I'm not that important. The desperation of the federal trustee 3 weeks ago trying to lock the doors. The federal judge who's a Trump appointed stopping him three times.
The shutting down of opposition media.
It's not that I'm that important. I'm just on the list. It's hysterical orders.
Yes.
Get this off ahead of whatever the event's about to be. They don't want us on air when this goes down.
Of course. The shutting down of opposition media, the shutting down of platforms.
That's a coup. That's the first thing you do in a coup.
This is an unhuman uprising. We've been talking about this. We've got the system.
Yeah, you barely talked about your books. Give us a prelude the next hour.
But my point is, this is what they've been doing for 250 years. 200
French Revolution
years. From the French Revolution to Russia to Spain to China. It is the same thing every single time. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do.
Give us a prelude to the book on humans. And it comes out a couple of days. People can order it right now.
It comes out in just a couple of days. We've got a few signed copies. Unhumansbook.com. Steve Bannon actually signed a couple of copies. We were calling that the The Political Prisoner Edition. So he wrote the foreword to the book here. I've only got a few of those left, honestly. So if you want to get the Steve Bannon signed copy, you need to go to unhumansbook.com right now, because once they're done, they're done. And as you know, he's not going to be signing any more of these anytime soon. So that's up. Of course, Amazon Books a Million, everybody. Look, we've cracked the communist code. The subversion.
We have the playbook. We can stop them.
The disenfranchisement, the ability to unrest and unbalance a civilization in order to turn it against itself, to pit neighbor against neighbor.
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset, the Great Replacement, all of these things that they are doing to build what they call the coalition of the fringes, to build, to bring in illegal migrants.
That's what the Clintons called it when they first got, they called it the broken coalition strategy.
Precisely. The broken coalition strategy. And so in the broken coalition strategy, what you do is you have to bring in as many broken people as you can. And by the way, we're not saying broken in a literal sense, broken in the sense that you are not part of the core traditional American population. So you're white, brown, black, the people that have been here for the longest time, those families, they want to dilute that. So they're going to bring in people who are liberals. They're going to bring in people who are third worlders. They're going to increase that coalition and then use that to target the rest of the population.
Which they're doing.
Which and Alex, I'm arguing that this is what they've been doing for 250 years. And so you take one population and, of course, you predicate it on atheism. You predicate it on the cult of reason, as they did in France. Or nowadays, you predicate it on your new religion of cultural Marxism. And so you use that to target the religious. You target pro-lifers. You throw them up. You lock them up. You target anyone who's a patriot. And this is what they did on January 6th, which, by the way, huge. We haven't talked about it, but there.
Yeah, we're talking about next hour. Major Supreme Court ruling on January 6th.
It was the target. It was an entrapment operation and the targeting of patriots. They used that as an inverse Bastille. So we were just talking about the French Revolution.
No, it's the ruling elite running a revolution, yes. Not the people. That's what globalism is.
So the revolution on January 6th, and we actually refer to this as a micro-revolution because it's an example of a revolution. You have a series of micro-revolutions within a wider, irregular revolution. And on January 6th, they used this as a means to collect all the data and collect all the names, the selectors, the cell phone numbers, the cell phone data.
A microcosm for the larger persecution coming.
Precisely. And so they get all the data of the patriots because they know those are the most engaged patriots, the 50 to 100,000 people who were there. We've got all the data now. So now
January 6th was a war game.
It was a war game. So now we've got the entire list of patriots. You go after the people who were the leaders first. Then you go after the people who were the most engaged. Then you use that event to go after people like Steve Bannon. You put up your show trial. Bannon says he doesn't want to get involved. So great. Throw him in jail. Navarro, he's already behind bars. And then you go after any media figures who were associated with it. So you go after Alex Jones. Alex, we've got the video of you right on top of the trunk saying, do not go in there. Don't give them what, because you called it in real time. You could see the operation unfolding around you and you were trying to.
We had a rented area for Trump to come speak, and the Secret Service wouldn't take him there. It was obvious we walked into a trap. I was like, oh my God.
Look, and you're one of the only people who realized it in real time as it was going on. But suddenly, these federal operations, and this is why they didn't bring the National Guard in. And I want people to understand, they must understand, and there's a whole chapter on this in the book, that January 6th was an operation run against the American people. President Trump got pretty close, by the way, last night in that debate to bringing that up. He got pretty close to bringing that up.
They kept cutting him off. But the good news is people rejected January 6th. The fake committee had to destroy all the evidence because it was the proof of their crime.
He did say that. He did say that. He said, if this was such an upright committee, why did they delete all of their evidence? And it's very clear. It's very clear that they deleted their evidence because this was about. And again, I always say it again and again and again. Look at what they do. Don't listen to what they say. What are they doing? They're locking up patriots. They're shutting down patriots. They're destroying any semblance of freedom. And they do so in the name of democracy. They do so in the name of integrity. They say, we are the ones who are going to keep you safe.
Well, let me ask you this, because we want to be positive about last night's debate. We shared some of the positive things, too, and get into your book. But the negative is that they were planning to get rid of Biden. This was a coup. But at the same time, I look at the faces of their minions. I look at the globalists. They look scared. Their own white papers that leak say they're losing. I mean, I want people to have the faith, though, to know I believe we have the initiative because we understand their operation and we're actually winning. But we have to admit how bad it is and make preparation for what the real threats are. But as long as we know we're winning, trust in God, and admit how serious it is, I think it's fair to say we have the initiative.
Alex, the entire final chapter. You're going to love the last chapter of this book, man, because the final chapter.
I'm going to read tonight. I've been wanting a copy.
The final chapter. I got five copies right here for you. The final chapter on this, the counter-revolution. The counter system to the Unhumans playbook. How do you, once you understand their system, and we give you all the details of how they've used it in the past, we use 5G warfare through my background in Navy intelligence, through my background and what I've learned. And look, warfare has changed. So it's information warfare. It's building those networks, networks of men, networks of moms, becoming the sheriff of your territory. And then, Alex, and this is, if I can, and I just have to do this, I have to send an update, a software upgrade to the movement that's out there. I'm sick and tired of people thinking that if we just call out their hypocrisy, if we just point out that it's a double standard, that we're going to win. We're saying you're not being fair. You're not. No, you have to actually take the fight to these people. And what do I mean by that? I mean reciprocity. I mean, if they're locking up Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, then guess what? We need to start locking them
up. And they fear reciprocity. Once we finally realize,
and it's reciprocity. I'm not talking.
We didn't draw first blood.
I'm not. We did not.
But through the system, legally, lawfully, we got to lock them up.
This is because our society is unbalanced, Alex. It's totally unbalanced.
It's a bunch of bullies.
Too much power on one end. And the only way to fix that, to get back to what, and the Russians understand reciprocity, by the way. This is why when Biden gave the order for long-range missiles to be used from Ukraine into Russia proper, into the motherland, then what does Russia respond with? Well, now all of a sudden you got nuclear submarines off the coast of Miami because they understand reciprocity is the only language that the unhumans speak. They'll say, fine, you don't want peace. You don't want to sit down and talk. We'll remind you what we can do. We'll remind you of the potential threat that.
Well, I mean, they know nukes are on their border. They have to do that. It's like when Kennedy put Nike atomic missiles in Turkey, the Russians put them in Cuba.
And the Russians put them in Cuba. So again, this throughout the Civil War, this is what we refer to as atomic diplomacy. And so when we talk about reciprocity, it actually creates a balance. And it is the only way to build a situation where we don't have to be doing these things anymore. But it will not stop, Alex. It will not stop on its own. And that is why the people of this audience, once they get this book, they will understand that you must hold our people, our side to account. And by the way,
everyone should get the book. Stay there. We're going to run a promo for the next 5 minutes.
Did you hear what Speaker Johnson just said this morning?
No, come back. We got 2 hours left, brother. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support
the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones